we're talking about at the beginning, after the opening, and they ask, how are you? It's situational. It's contextual. Many people ask this question not because they're concerned about your well-being. Many people ask this question. This question really means, are you ready to hear this bad news I'm about to tell you? They're testing the water. They're taking your temperature. How are you is a throwaway salutation, especially here in the West. This is the one aspect in life where the attempt is more important than the accuracy. You're making the attempt to understand, and that's more important than the accuracy because of the fact that they're going to correct you. Affect shifts. This form of labeling tends to give people the most trouble in that many times they ignore it. When you see changes in body language, facial expressions, etc., from your counterpart, you should point it out. So you're talking to someone, they're not really saying anything, and what you're getting from them is this. What does that tell you? Could be confused. What else? Could be frustrated. What else? I'm waiting for you to shut up so I can correct you. What else? That's a perfect one. Seems like you got something on your mind. The point I'm trying to make is they're not saying anything, so you're relying on data with your eyes and interpreting it through your intuition and coming up with a label. These go-to labels are labels that you should write on post-it notes and stick them all around your computer. So you see the affect shift. Looks like something crossed your mind. Seems like you're uncomfortable with that. Sounds like you're hesitant. At the opening, after they've asked, how are you? There's a caveat to this. And the caveat is this. We're talking about at the beginning, after the opening, and they ask, how are you? It's situational. It's contextual. Many people ask this question not because they're concerned about your well-being. Many people ask this question. This question really means, are you ready to hear this bad news I'm about to tell you? They're testing the water. They're taking your temperature. How are you is a throwaway salutation, especially here in the West. Many people use it as an icebreaker to see if you're ready to hear the information that they are about to tell you. You'll know it when it happens. I can't tell you in which situations you'll see it the most. You'll know it when it happens. When somebody graces your door and says, how's it going? They don't care. They were like, I want to test the waters to see if I'm going to tell TJ what I wanted to tell him. And so they're struggling with where to begin or how to begin. This just gives them permission. It sounds like you have a place you want to start. I'm telling them that to take the burden off of them as to whether or not they should actually open their mouth and share the news with me. It's context-driven. It's situation-driven. You don't want to say this to your grandmother if you're visiting her for Thanksgiving and she welcomes you in and says, how are you today? You don't want to hit grandma with, sounds like you got a place you want to start. Yes. How many different cultures are there on the planet? How many different countries are there? 200 and what? 230 something. How many different cultures within those countries? Too many to name. if I had to worry about everybody's culture before communicating with them, I wouldn't be communicating with anybody. And so this goes back to what we talked about earlier this morning. Culturally, it's not based on, and nothing, none of this is based on culture. Now, this statement right here, you may have to work with that in different languages and different cultures because it may not translate exactly. But at the end of the day, I don't worry about that. If I'm working with a translator in any language, you know, I'm going to know what I need to know as to not be offensive. But at the end of the day, the talking back and forth between us is going to go through a translator who's going to verbally give them exactly what I said. And so I don't, you would spend the rest of your life trying to get the nuances of every single culture on the planet. What does not change across the board is fear driving decision-making and driving behavior. Negative emotions driving decision-making and driving behavior. Behaviors and statements that are unclear to you or that you do not like. This, without question, is my favorite one. When somebody says something to you and you can't get your head around where they're going. Or they said something to impugn you. They said, they'll say, Alan, I don't know if you would know truth and honesty if it smacked you in the face. Now, before today, or before Alan started to be exposed to the Black Swan Method, that may have given rise to him saying something offensive back at me in retaliation. But he knows better. And so his response to this behavior that he does not like is going to be, it sounds like you have a reason for saying that. We talk about tactical empathy ad nauseum all the time. We talked about you deferring to the other side. We talked about you subordinating yourself to the other side. That in no way implies that we expect you to be victimized by the other side. You want to attack me? You want to call me names? Especially like I did with Alan, and I'm attacking his character? I'm going to make you prove it, deferentially. Sounds like you have a reason for saying that. What I'm saying is give me the evidence that I am dishonest. Give me the evidence that I'm a liar. Do you really have evidence that I'm a liar? Or are you doing that because you know I'm going to get in my feelings and do something detrimental in this conversation?
Is it better to use the label that seems like you have a reason or a calibrated question as what makes you say you are
asked that? Calibrated question that he's talking about, what makes you do or ask that, is not bad, but we're in the label category, we're in the label section of this, number one. Number two, I prefer labels to drive out information as opposed to calibrated questions, simply because almost a third of the population hates direct questions, and they'll shut you down, but they'll freely answer if you put that question in the label form.